Andy Brancato. She is with the Michigan Lottery. Mega Millions jackpot is more than $500 million. And we wanted to get Andy's take on this. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Is it Brancato or Brancato?
Brancato, but you were close enough.
All right. I appreciate that. All right. Well, your office has got to be buzzing when you get jackpots like this.
Well, you know, we have never had a jackpot even close to this, and it is amazing how many calls we are getting, how many emails. This is, without a doubt, the busiest we've ever been. But it's great fun to see the excitement, you know, that's being generated by this jackpot and to be a part of it.
Andy, I've got a personal rule. When any jackpot gets more than $100 million, I always buy tickets. The last time we talked, you told me a lot of other folks do that, too.
Absolutely. You know, we have groups that $100 million is a threshold, $150 million, $200 million. I have no idea where the threshold is for the $500 million because we've never had that. But I will say that I think this is a jackpot that is getting the attention of lots and lots of people, including those who maybe have never played the lottery before or were even aware that the lottery existed.
Is someone likely, or odds likely, someone's going to win this?
Well, you know, I think it's highly possible. I mean, we have obviously, the ticket sales are going like crazy all over the country. The more tickets that are purchased, there's chances that people can win. People are playing lots of different combinations of numbers. But, you know, it's all a matter of the luck of the draw. We could find out tonight that there wasn't a winner, and then this jackpot will roll for Tuesday's drawing.
How much does Mega Millions and how much does the Michigan Lottery in general earn for schools here in the state?
Well, in fiscal year 2011, the lottery generated $727 million for public education. Now, that is a huge amount, and that represents all of the profits that we make in our business. So after we pay our prizes, pay our commissions, pay our expenses, what's left always goes to the school aid fund. That's where that $727 million came from.
Andy, what do you tell people when they say you've got poor people, you've got people who don't have a lot of means who are spending their money on the lottery?
Well, you know, that's not exactly true. We know that all kinds of people purchase lottery tickets, all ranges of education, age, income, professional status. So I would contend that that is not the case. I think a lot of people do think that that's the case, but it is in fact not really true at all.
Andy, I recently read that Illinois is the first state to implement online lottery sales. So you can go online and get your ticket. Do you see Michigan doing that at any time in the near future?
Well, I think that is a possibility. We are looking at those options. The ability to do that became possible with a ruling from the Federal Department of Justice in late December. So all the states are kind of looking at that to see what the impact might be, how would that be facilitated, what it would do to the rest of our business. So, you know, we're investigating it. I'm not sure when and if it would happen, but we are definitely taking a look at it.
Andy, I've got about 30 seconds left. Any new games coming up for the Michigan Lottery?
We always have new instant games that come out every month. We encourage people who like the scratch tickets to take a look. But right now, make sure you buy that Mega Millions ticket by 10:45 tonight for the drawing at 11.
All right, Andy, if no one wins it, you'll be getting a call from us for Monday.
Yeah, I expect we'll be getting a lot of calls, but it'll be great. It's a lot of fun.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.